Now today, friends, we come to 1st and 2nd Chronicles, and we not only have come down from the mountaintop of Romans, but we are now on the desert. And a great many people find these historical books of the Old Testament very uninteresting. Delighted to have so many people say that in our trip through the Bible that they have found it extremely interesting so far. Well, I would say that 1st and 2nd Chronicles probably is less interesting than any of the other books, and yet I believe that this is a thrilling portion of the Word of God. Now we're going to move more rapidly through this section than we've moved heretofore in any particular place, and I want you to just listen to the introduction we'd like to put down to the two books of Chronicles. Now, the two books of Chronicles and Kings are very similar in many ways. Many treat Chronicles as if they were just cabbages and Kings. Are the Chronicles a duplication of Kings? They cover the same ground all the way from Saul to Zedekiah. And isn't that a duplication? It goes over the same historical ground. Well, may I give a very emphatic negative to that? No, they're not the same. The Greek translators gave these two books the title of Things Omitted. That's a good title, but it doesn't cover the entire ground, and it's not quite adequate. There is more here than that which does not occur in the other historical books. This is another instance of the thing we called attention to at the beginning of this study, the law of recurrence or the law of recapitulation. The whole program and policy of the Holy Spirit in giving the Word of God is to give a great expanse of truth and cover a great deal of territory and then come back and pick out of that which they want to enlarge upon. It's as it were that the Spirit of God takes up a telescope, looks over the landscape for us, and then takes a particular section of it and puts it under the microscope and let us look at it. Now, that's what's happening in 1st and 2nd Chronicles here. Now, we've seen this law in operation before. Remember, Genesis 2 goes back over the 7 days of the first week of creation and lifts out one thing, that's the creation of man. Well, that for us is pretty important since we belong to that race, and that's what 1 Chronicles is going to emphasize to us. Now, we also have something else here that's similar to that which we had in Deuteronomy. Now, a great many people think Deuteronomy is just a repetition of giving the law, the name of the book, Deuteronomy, the second law. Well, actually, we saw it was not repetition. It was the interpretation of the law in the light of 40 years' experience with it in the wilderness. And there were many new things to be added, and interpretations were to be given. Now, what we're going to find here is this. God goes over the ground which has been covered in 1st, 2nd Samuel, 1st, 2nd Kings, in order to add details and to emphasize things which he considers important. Now, this is exactly the case in 1 Chronicles that we're coming to right now. For instance, David is the subject here in 1 Chronicles. Now, in 2 Chronicles, the house of David is prominent. And the emphasis is put upon David in 1 Chronicles. The history of Judah is given in Chronicles, and the northern kingdom is practically ignored when the division came. And David's sin is not even mentioned in Chronicles. Why? Why didn't God mention it here? Well, when God forgets, he forgets. When God says, I removed your sin from you as far as the east is from the west, that's a long distance. It's so far that God doesn't even bring it back again. He doesn't mention it here. When God forgets, he forgets. And the temple in Jerusalem are prominent in Chronicles, and in Kings, the history of the nation is given from the throne But in Chronicles, it's given from the altar. In Kings, the palace is the center, while in Chronicles, the temple is the center. And we're going to have something to say about the temple, by the way, which we didn't say before. Now, in Kings, the political history is given, and in Chronicles, the religious history is given. Chronicles is an interpretation of Kings. Hence, you have that constant reference in Kings to Chronicles. You remember we noticed in Kings, as it's written in the Chronicles, as it's written in the Chronicles. Why? Because Chronicles is the interpretation. Now, Kings gives us man's viewpoint. Chronicles gives us God's viewpoint. And as you read Chronicles, and you're going to find these first few chapters very uninteresting, I warn you, but you're going to also find that you're getting now God's viewpoint. And that's very important for us to see. Notice these first few chapters here, because I'm not going to read these chapters because it's nothing in the world but a genealogy. Notice how it begins. And actually, you have here one of the most remarkable passages that's in the Word of God. The first nine chapters here contain these genealogies. And in many senses, this is one of the most remarkable passages of the Word of God. Notice how it begins. Adam, Seth, Enoch, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now, you've covered a whole lot of ground there in just four verses. And these four verses are nothing in the world but the names given of these at the beginning. Now, that's important to see. It's all important to see. Then you'll notice that you pick up the sons of Japheth. Then you have the sons of Ham. Then you have the sons of Shem. And if you'll notice, the same policy is followed here that was followed in the book of Genesis, that the rejected line is given first, then the line that's to be followed to Christ is given. And in these first nine chapters, you have the genealogy that brings you from Adam all the way to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in that genealogy you have given in Matthew, begins with Abraham and comes to Christ. In Luke, it begins with Adam and comes to Christ. Now, you have that emphasized here. Then you have the line of Shem, and that line leads to Abraham. Then you have Ishmael's sons given, and the sons of Keturah, and the sons of Esau, and the early kings of Edom, and the dukes of Edom. And then you have given the sons of Jacob. You fall in Israel now. Then you come down to the posterity of Jesse. And Jesse had a son by the name of David. And you're going to follow his line. And that line is important.